Why is Tree Frog Beer better beer? Tree Frog Beer is better beer because they want it to be. And it's cheaper. The reason it's cheaper is because Tree Frog uses only cheaper ingredients, grown in the huge hop cellars at the Tree Frog Brewery in Unadilla. The Tree Frog Brewmaster knows what he's doing, because he has to. Start your day the Tree Frog way with tasty Tree Frog Beer, winner of 7 grand prizes at the Stuttgart World Beer Festival.
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, Michigan.
Good beer and nostalgia go together, just the way Tree Frog Beer goes together with just about anything. Next time you're wandering down memory lane, take along Tree Frog Beer. You'll probably recall those good old days when decent people didn't mind clean air and swift running water. And you'll remember that Tree Frog Beer has always tasted just about the way beer has always tasted. Not many beers do. Make these the good old days with Tree Frog Beer, the beer that stays with you.
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, and other cities.
Why waste the best on your friends? Next time, offer them Tree Frog Beer and see if they can tell the difference. Some folks will say that after a couple of beers, they all taste the same. Not Tree Frog. No matter how many Tree Frogs you drink, they never taste the same. Find out for sure who your friends really are. Serve them Tree Frog Beer and watch them light up. Ask for it by name at your favorite saloon or gas station. Tree Frog Beer, the beer that makes you feel fine.
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, Michigan.
Real He-Men drink Tree Frog Beer because it helps make them that way. Drink several six-packs a day for a while and see the difference it makes in you. As you watch those masculine pounds and inches being added to your waistline daily, you'll know what it's like to feel like a man. A Tree Frog man, the kind of man who's still on his feet when the others are floundering. Back up your manliness with the extra punch of Tree Frog Beer, and you'll know why so many big, strong men are saying, "It's Tree Frog for me."
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, and other cities.
You know, I may not be a real radio announcer, but I certainly do sound like one, and I'm being paid a lot of money to tell you about Tree Frog Beer. Tree Frog, the beer that's good for your head, and the beer that always gives you a good head. Sports fans and working class people agree about one thing, and that's the good taste of good-tasting Tree Frog. Next time you visit your favorite sleazy tavern for some good times, be sure and ask for Tree Frog Beer. If they don't have it, you won't be able to enjoy the beer of champions, Tree Frog.
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, and other cities.
Hot steel and leather go together like oily chrome and Tree Frog beer. Next time you put it in the wind, be sure to take along several handy 9-packs of America's favorite Tree Frog beer. Hog riding fools may not know a lot about beer, but they know what they like. Morning, noon, and night, you'll delight in the fine flavor of Tree Frog beer. There's nothing like a couple of good clams and a Tree Frog beer, the beer that won't let you down.
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, Michigan.
Will your love be as strong in the morning as it was the night before? Make sure with Tree Frog beer. Tree Frog, the beer that's as strong in the morning as it was the night before. Tree Frog beer is the beer that's also ecologically responsible, too. No more messy cans or bottles to be recycled. Next time you visit your favorite party store, ask the man for a 15-cent bag or the new 20-cent box of Tree Frog beer. Tree Frog, the victory beer that helped to win the Great War, still a winner.
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, and other cities.
Tree Frog beer has a special message for the new generation of beer drinkers who can now drink beer at the age of 18. You can learn a lesson from those older folks you see in those bars and taverns. You'll find the real grown-ups drinking Tree Frog beer and liking it. You'll find that there's no reason to take drugs anymore because Tree Frog is legal and it's cheap. Tree Frog beer, safe, sanitary, and non-addictive. Just step up to your bartender with your quarter in your hand and say, "Give me a Tree Frog, mister."
Tree Frog Brewing Company, Unadilla, Michigan.
Hello, friends. Larry Talbert here with a few words about unwanted facial hair. Yes, it happens every month, doesn't it? That old devil moon comes around, and here comes that old problem again. Your face gets hairy and weird, and you grow fangs and claws and eat your friends. And wolfbane's getting scarce, too. Well, there's a marvelous new product on the market called Lycanthro Plus, made just for changelings and children of the night. This is a new scientific discovery taken from ancient secret gypsy recipes never before revealed. Now you can get in the swing of things and enjoy safe periods of relative normalcy. Ask for it by name, Lycanthro Plus, a silver bullet product.
Next time it's food time in your mouth, eat meat. Yes, folks, eat meat. A steer has died for your sins, so cook it and eat it. What else is a chicken good for except eggs? Deep fry it and eat it. You can even eat pigs and sheep and ducks. For fast, fast relief, there's nothing like the flesh of dead animals to get you right off. Have you noticed how those vegetarians with their rabbit food can't always get up? Don't let this happen to you. Eat meat. It's the American thing to do.
Here's good news for men. It's Gladiator Ball Wash. Why take the risk of offending during those intimate moments, if any? She'll look up at you with stars in her eyes when she gets a whiff of Gladiator. Everyone knows that natural body odor is offensive. Replace nature with a blend of roots, herbs, and chemicals. Three brisk fragrances, musk, smegma, and pink pansy. Men, be cocksure with Gladiator Ball Wash. This is Brett Reed, along with my little pal Cato, with a few words for Detroit Honda.
Hey, boss, how about some Honda sukiyaki for dinner?
The Japanese may soon be the only friends we'll have left in the Orient, so now's the time to buy a Honda motorcycle.
A rising sun will rise again, Yankee.
No matter where you are, one of the four Detroit Honda dealers is just minutes away by expressway.
I ought to tell you the one about General Honda and the Tokyo Rose.
Eastland Honda is on Chalmers just north of I-94. We're on Honda on DeQuinter just off I-75. Northwest Honda is on 8 Mile at Southfield just east of I-696. And A&D Motors is in Romulus on Huron River Drive off I-94.
Okay, boss. Time for workout. Yeah!
Hello, this is Britt Reed and the always loyal Cato with a word about Detroit Honda. Yes, Honda, the motorcycle that once took the Philippines by storm, is now available in four Detroit area locations.
I remember good old day back in internment camp number four.
The Eastland Honda store on Chalmers, just north of the I-94 expressway, is completely remodeled and stocked with fine Honda motorcycles to serve the Macomb County area.
Who the hell is this John Wayne, anyways?
And don't forget, there are three other Detroit Honda locations. Warren Honda on DeQuinter, just south of 9 Mile, Northwest Honda on 8 Mile at Southfield, and A&D Motors in Romulus.
Did I ever tell you a story about only surviving kamikaze pirate chicken sukiyaki?
Friends, this is Britt Reed, along with my faithful companion, Tonto.
How many times I tell you, boss? Cato, not Tonto.
Sorry. Well, fortunately, General Honda had some other factories besides the one in Hiroshima, which means that the fine quality Honda motorcycle still survives.
General Honda also invent first transistor.
A&D Motors, serving the Romulus area on Huron River Drive, is the Detroit Honda headquarters for enduro and dirt machines.
Hey, boss, if Honda's so hot, how come you still drive around in 47 Packard?
Because it's the Black Beauty, Cato. Besides, there are three other Detroit Honda dealers, Warren Honda on DeQuinter, 2 blocks south of 9 Mile, Northwest Honda on 8 Mile at Southfield, and Eastland Honda on Chalmers, just north of I-94.
Get on a Honda, and you will holler, Banzai!
This is Britt Reed, along with Cato, to tell you all about Honda motorcycles.
I got my start smuggling Honda lawnmowers.
The same wonderful Honda motorcycle that you've seen in so many wonderful old war movies has been brought up to date. The new Honda 750 4 machine has more of everything for less money. You don't get hard seats, oil leaks, push rods, vibrations, and fading brakes on a Honda 750.
All right, troop, refry at dawn.
See the Honda 754 at all four Detroit Honda stores. Eastland Honda on Chalmers, north of the Ford Expressway. Northwest Honda on 8 Mile at Southfield. Warren Honda on DeQuinter near 9 Mile. And A&D Motors in Romulus.
Surrender now, Yankee swine, and we will spare your life.
Hello, friends. Britt Reed here, along with your friend and mine, Cato.
Bruce Rips. Sink ship.
Right. Remember how those very first Honda motorcycles used to glow in the dark? Well, the new Hondas are not only free of radiation, but sleeker, faster, and more powerful.
I bet you're surprised I speak your language.
For you veterans in Romulus and surrounding areas, Detroit Honda now has the new A&D Motors, modernized to serve you better. A&D Motors on Huron River Drive, the Detroit Honda headquarters for dirt machines and enduro machines.
Strike English, troop!
Plus, three other conveniently located Detroit Honda dealers. Warren Honda on DeQuinter, 2 blocks south of 9 Mile. Northwest Honda on 8 Mile at Southfield. And Eastland Honda on Chalmers, just north of I-94.
Hey, Yank, you want to buy some Honda stock? I'm on board of directors, you know.
Hello, friends. This is Britt Reed, along with Cato, to tell you about Honda motorcycles.
From those wonderful folks that brought you Pearl Harbor.
Yes, the world-famous Nipponese ingenuity and lower standard of living means there's much more of everything for less money on a new Honda 750 4 machine. What you don't get from a Honda 750 is hard seats, oil leaks, push rods, vibrations, and fading brakes. As you can see, Honda can't offer you everything, only the things that are important.
Honda used to build dynamite airplane. Only fry once, but very effective.
See this master performer, the Honda 754, at all four Detroit Honda stores. Eastland Honda on Chalmers, north of the Ford Expressway. Northwest Honda on 8 Mile at Southfield. Warren Honda on DeQuinter near 9 Mile. And A&D Motors in Romulus.
Or check with me, Cato. I get you one cheap on Brack Market.
Hello, friends. This is Britt Reed, along with Cato, my Filipino valet.
Not Filipino. The war is over.
And we'd like to talk to you about Detroit Honda.
Superior Japanese motorcycle.
No matter where you are in Detroit, you're only minutes away from any one of the four Detroit Honda dealers. Every Detroit Honda shop is within a mile of one of our lovely freeways.
Hey, boss, we go on freeway in Brack Beauty?
Eastland Honda is in Detroit on Chalmers, just north of the I-94 freeway. Warren Honda on DeQuinter, two blocks south of 9 Mile, just off I-75. Northwest Honda on 8 Mile at Southfield, just east of I-696. And A&D Motors, the newest of the Detroit Honda stores, is in Romulus on Huron River Drive off the Wayne Road exit off I-94. The largest Honda Yamaha dealer in Western Wayne County.
Honda not only a great motorcycle, but he one hell of a general.
Hello, friends. Britt Reed here, along with your pal Cato, with a few words about Detroit Honda.
Remember the Arizona?
Yes, friends, Honda, the motorcycle that lost the war but has won the hearts of millions of free Americans, is available at four Detroit area locations.
Wait till you see the nice job I did on Garden, boss.
Eastland Honda store in Chalmers, just north of the I-94 freeway, is now completely remodeled and stocked with fine Honda motorcycles to serve the Macomb County area. And it's completely modernized to serve you better.
I never forget that Sunday morning, diving in over Corey Corey Pass in my Honda.
And don't forget three other Detroit Honda locations. Warren Honda on DeQuinter, two blocks south of 9 Mile. Northwest Honda on 8 Mile at Southfield. And A&D Motors in Romulus.
We never forget, Yank.
And now, Great Lakes Waterbeds presents Great Moments in Water.
It was a balmy October day back in 1923 when the late surfing champion George Ramafuni made his historic ride on the big surf at Tierra del Fuego on an ironing board. For the first time anywhere, we're going to show you an actual film of this great moment in water. Nice ride, George. And there it is. The world's record surf ride on an ironing board. Another great moment in water.
Great Moments in Water is brought to you by Waterbeds by Great Lakes. 19940 Livernois at 7.5 Mile.
What is this?
This is nationally celebrated Thanksgiving Day.
Isn't that something?
Be a good citizen and take a turkey to lunch.
We at WABX would like to take this opportunity to wish a happy Thanksgiving to all of our Canadian listeners.
Well, hello there in Canada. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi there, Windsor.
As yet another wonderful Thanksgiving holiday passes quietly overhead, let's pause for a moment and consider how fortunate we are to be living in America.
Another wonderful Thanksgiving holiday passes quietly overhead. Let's pause for a moment and consider how fortunate we are to be living in America.
WABX is proud to present
Thanksgiving!
The staff and management of WABX would like to wish all of you
a sincere Turkey Day. Get out there and turkey. Scarf it up. Eat turkey.
I'm a stuffing guy myself.
Get it. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Here at WABX, we'd like to just pause for a moment to wish you all a very merry Thanksgiving.
So eat up all that cranberry sauce with all the trimming.
And nibble them giblets.
And glutton stuff yourself until you throw up. WABX would like to remind you on this big turkey day to have a little sauce with your meal and make it cranberries!
gather together with our families to celebrate Thanksgiving, let us pause to acknowledge the important contributions of the American Indian. What would Thanksgiving be without popcorn, peace pipes, roast turkey, pumpkin pie, and of course, their greatest contribution, free land? Gang, it's time once again for that special holiday where we all join in typical American thanks.
And that means that there are just 27 shopping days till Xmas.
While you're thinking about that, let us wish you a happy X-giving.
You will give thanks. After the meal, we will examine your papers, see if they're in order. Now, everyone, on the count, bow your heads. You're very fortunate to be Americans. You will not forget this. You will make sure your papers are in order.
As you bring your children home from today's Thanksgiving Day parade, ABX reminds you to check their pockets for any strange candy that may have been given to them by any weirdos hanging out down on Woodward. And now here's a handy household hint on this Thanksgiving Day from WABX. Take your turkey and
stuff it!
And now for Wonderland Music, here's Johnny Sitar and the Tibetan Ramblers.
Hey there, rock freaks. You want to sound cool and groovy? Like us? You should buy your musical instruments and stuff from Wonderland Music in Dearborn. The great sound of the Tibetan Ramblers comes from our equipment. And without our instruments and amps and weird gadgets, we couldn't sound near as good as we do.
Thank you, Johnny. Next time you enjoy the super sound of Johnny Sitar and the Tibetan Ramblers, remember Wonderland Music, 13519 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. And now for Wonderland Music, here's that ace guitarist, Letty Tukas.
Well, man, like before, like when I was trying to get my thing together, like it wasn't making it, man. So I went to Wonderland Music and I got me one of them guitars, one of them new 1,000-watt Genocide amps and all these weird gadgets, and I even got a strobe light thing that's hooked up to it now, and I'm really getting it together.
Thanks a lot, Letty. Guitar players, you can get the now sound at Wonderland Music, 13519 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn.
You may be over enthusiastic a little on that, man.
And now for Wonderland Music, that singing sensation, Janis Jaundice.
I just want you to know there's more to my fantastic success than just my incredible voice. This really great 26-piece band I got working for me, well, got all their equipment at Wonderland Music. I mean to tell you, honey, I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for Wonderland Music.
That's Janis Jaundice for Wonderland Music, 13519 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. Oh, by the way, Janis, you're a singer. What do you buy from Wonderland Music?
Oh, that's where I buy all my vocal cords.
And now for Wonderland Music in Dearborn, here's that super group, the Electric Hand Grenades.
Before, when we used to play, the audiences never dug us very much at all. Like, they used to yell and throw stuff and try to hurt us. So we went to Wonderland Music and we bought all this light equipment, strobes, and all kinds of new stuff. And when we started using them on stage, the kids just really flipped out and really started digging us.
You too can astound and amaze your audiences with the newest in light show equipment from Wonderland Music in Dearborn, 13519 Michigan Avenue. Wonderland Music improved this group 100%.
Well, we still sound pretty awful, but we look good.
Around, folks. It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! I love Carmen's Carmen's! It's so beautiful! I love Carmen's Pizza! I want some more meat! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! We love you, Carmen's! I want some Carmen's! Give me some Carmen's! It's so good for you! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's Carmen's Pizza Time! It's
Make it to Carmen's, where your taste buds flip out.
As you
all know Carmen's is famous for its super-fast, efficient delivery service, but you probably didn't know how it got to be that way.
Okay, kid, the order's ready. Now get going. These people want it hot when it arrives. You're new here, and the first thing you gotta learn is we got fast delivery. Got it?
Right, sir.
Carmen's delivers pizza to you fast. They don't fool around. Call any of Carmen's 9 locations right now, and you'll see what we mean.
I'm back.
Why, good Lord, boy, that only took you 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Sorry, sir, but there was this traffic jam, you know, and kind of...
Carmen's Pizza, everybody's favorite pizza. Fast delivery service, the only pizza endorsed by WABX. Carmen's Pizza. Mmm. Pizza Stomper.
The big screen explodes with stomping, chomping pizza action.
The Pizza Stomper.
See a live pepperoni brutally whipped with chains.
The Pizza Stomper.
See 100 beautiful women in a fantastic orgy of mozzarella cheese.
The Pizza Stomper.
See Rosie the waitress eaten alive by drug-crazed maniacs.
The Pizza Stomper.
The ultimate in degenerate cheap thrill.
The Pizza Stomper is now showing exclusively at Carmen's Theater and Pizza Joint, 14,200 Cratchit, a Paranoid Pictures release.
This picture rated pretty good, absolutely anyone admitted.
Pizza for peace. Yes, we at WABX have solved the most pressing problem facing our world, the search for peace. The answer, of course, is pizza. Only pizza can bring about true international brotherhood and understanding. If everyone would just get down and eat just one piece of pizza for peace, then all wars would end. We could dismantle all the rocket warheads and replace them with pizza peace bombs. Give the Marines pizzas to throw instead of grenades. You can all join in. All you have to do is eat a piece of pizza for peace. Remember, to make it a piece of Carmen's Pizza. Carmen's has 9 locations ready to deliver till midnight weekdays until 2 a.m. on weekends. Just call 527-6435. Or you can visit the Carmen's at 14,200 Gratiot and get together with lots of other peace-loving pizza mongers. Remember, Carmen's says Papa Pizza for peace. There's an important message from Carmen's for pizza fans. We understand that some of our listeners have been attempting to roll up their Carmen's Pizza and smoke it. Some roll the pizza West Coast style, known as the Bomber. Others roll the classic Detroit super skinny style pizza. And others, probably New Yorkers, break the pizza up and smoke it in a pipe. We feel that this has gone far enough. Before long, there'll be undercover pizza agents infiltrating underground gatherings. They may start searching cars at the borders to stop the flow of contraband pizza. And remember, there has not been any significant scientific testing done to determine whether or not smoking pizza is hazardous to your health. It may even lead to the use of more dangerous foods. The next time you pick up the phone and dial 527-6435 and order a delicious Carmen's Pizza, remember, Carmen's and WABX say, eat it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the landing site. We're about to hear the first words from the mysterious man from outer space. He's exiting from the spaceship, stepping up to the microphone. We can't seem to make out what he's saying. We have been hoping for the spaceman to perhaps deliver to us the secrets of the universe. Wait a minute, folks. I think I can make out a little bit of this.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. I want pizza.
Why, this mysterious traveler from the stars is asking for... He's asking for pizza.
Right, pizza, baby, pizza.
Ladies and gentlemen, the security of the entire planet at this momentous event depends on pizza.
Better bring me some pizza now or I'll wipe you out.
A note has been handed to me. The general of the Air Force is putting through a call to world-famous Carmen's Pizza. A call for delicious pizza and fast delivery. Carmen's can save the Earth. The spaceman seems quite pleased with the prospect of Carmen's Pizza. Wait a minute. He's saying something else.
Carmen's presents the Super Pizza Pop Festival, starring Cheese and the Pepperonis, the Mushrooms, Ham, the Onions, the Green Peppers, Lonely Hearts Club Band, and special added attraction, the Anchovies.
All right, on a side, you know that you're just a dynamite.
The Carmen's Super Pizza Pop Festival, every day at Carmen's Ballroom and Pizza Parlor, 14,200 Gratiot. Show starts at 4 p.m., lasts till 4 in the morning. Prices start at just $1.10. For further information, call 527-6435. The Carmen Super Pizza Pop Festival.
My name's Rosie, and I just want to tell you that I love Carmen's. I mean, when I first got in off the street and started working as a waitress, it was really rough. I almost gave it up and went back to my former line of employment. But then I got this job at Carmen's, and has my life changed. Mostly our business is by phone, but we have some restaurants, three of them. And boy, are they ever great. I mean, the customers, they're so hep and everything, you know? They don't always tip so good, but they leave these real wild cigarette butts. They just come in and hang around, you know, and they're really neat. They're so different. Like, some of them have long hair, and it's not the girls. And they don't even use hair oil. These customers, they're so happy and everything. I guess it must be the good food. Right? So, anyway, next time you figure you'd like to do some pizza, why don't you come by and see me? Carmen's got three neat places to hang out at. 14200 Gratiot, 14600 and 18 Mac, and 14540 West Warren. As for me, Rosie. But just remember, I never go out with a customer. Hi there. Remember me? I'm Rosie, the famous waitress at Carmen's. You probably remember me from my last commercial. Well, I'm really glad so many of you hep cats came down to Carmen's to see me. But I got this problem. Like, all the guys are only coming in on the weekends. And it gets really crowded, and I get hassled, because everybody wants something all at the same time. I want to invite you to come up and see me sometime, but on the weeknights. You know, it gets kind of quiet around here then, like on a Tuesday night, and I get lonely. I mean, I get tired of just talking to the waitresses, and the cook, he don't talk such good English, you know? So why don't you come over some weeknight to Carmen's? We're at 14200 Gratiot. And maybe we could, you know, get acquainted. But don't let the boss know you heard me saying this, because he's got this thing about me going out with customers. And I really, you know, like, can't go out with customers because I got an old man. But there's a couple of, you know, motels not too far away.
How many times have you said to yourself, I haven't had a good piece of pizza lately? Now think about it. Piping hot pizza delivered fresh to your door. And of course, we mean Carmen's Pizza. Carmen's Pizza is made by experts for pizza lovers. Now, here, for example, is a typical Carmen's Pizza. Now, this typical killer Carmen's Pizza has pepperoni, mushrooms, cheese, anchovies, onions, ham, bacon, and several things we haven't identified yet. Now, take a look at this. As you can see, I'm taking a piece here. Look at that beautiful golden crust. Now I'm actually sinking my teeth into this Carmen's pizza. Wow! You're going to believe how good a pizza can be until you've tasted a chunk of this out of sight. Carmen's Pizza.
And now, once again, the WABX Diner's Guide, a look at Detroit's finer restaurants. Here's our ABX Chief Chomp, David George Dixon.
Well, thank you, Lawrence. Here at Carmen's, the first thing you'll probably notice is the atmosphere, the tasteful decor, pleasant background music, and unusual lighting effects all make for the kind of relaxation that is necessary in order to appreciate the fine cuisine here at Carmen's. The pleasant, experienced waitresses will put you completely at ease with their friendly, efficient service. The master chef, of course, has been hand-trained by Carmen himself in the fine art of preparing pizzas. His special sauce is a symphony of subtle spices. From anxious anchovies to madcap mushrooms to petulant pepperoni, we think you'll be amazed and delighted by the fine fare at Carmen's. That's our pick of the week on the WABX Diner's Guide, Carmen's Pizza Joint, located at 14,200 Gratiot. For reservations, call Carmen's at 527-6435.
Join us again next time as our ABX chief chomp, David George Dixon, takes us on a trip to another of Detroit's finer restaurants.
They got the best Cokes I've ever tasted. Are you in the mood for some pizza right now? I want you to think about it. Concentrate. Think of a juicy wedge of Carmen's pizza, ripe with pepperoni or mushrooms or anison or whatever you put on there. Groovy pizza is perfect for your taste trip, and Carmen's has got it. Carmen's Pizza in Detroit. There are 9 locations throughout the greater Detroit area. All you have to do is check out your phone book and find the one nearest you. Whatever kind you like, they'll make it and bring it to you piping hot. Carmen's delivers all over the greater Detroit area. Pick up the phone right now and call the Carmen's nearest you. And don't forget, they also have family-styled fried chicken, buckets of it, and ribs, Detroit barbecued ribs. If you ask them nice, maybe they'll bring you some really wild Italian food, too. Carmen's Pizza. They deliver. And remember, Carmen's Pizza is the only pizza endorsed by WABX. Carmen's. Carmen's Pizza. Remember them when it's pizza time in your mouth. By now, you must be hip to the fact that Carmen's Pizza delivers terrific, tasty, groovy pizza. But why settle for that? Why not go to Carmen's Pizza? In fact, why not remember that 3 of the 9 Carmen's locations are open until 4 o'clock in the morning? By some irony, they are the ones that are in the 14,000 block of various streets throughout the Detroit area. There's one at 14,200 Gratiot, one at 14,618 Mac on the east side, and one at 14,540 West Warren at Chase out west in Dearborn. And we've been telling you about these locations open till 4 o'clock for a long time, so you're likely to run into a lot of odd, weird, strange, crazed, maniacal WABX listeners at the 3 Carmen's locations that are open till 4 o'clock in the morning. It's great pizza, and it's a great chance to hang out. There's not much to do at night in Detroit, but you can go to Carmen's, the one on Gratiot, the one on Mac, the one on West Warren at Chase, all in the 14,000 block, and all of them open until 4 o'clock in the morning. Carmen's Pizza, it's out of sight. Take my word for it.
Director assistant?
Hello, I'd like to get the phone number for Carmen's Pizza.
Just a moment.
Does it say there if they have ribs?
I'll check there.
All right, thank you.
No, it just says Carmen's Pizzeria, sir.
Oh, it doesn't say if they have ribs.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I sure hope they have ribs. Let's see, what's what would be the telephone number for the place located closest to me?
Where are you?
I'm not sure. Wait a minute. Let me check. Hang on. I think I appear to be out on East Jefferson someplace. Is there anything out around there?
East Jefferson? Just a moment. So I have them on Mac.
On Mac?
Yes.
That sounds familiar.
So there's one at 12914, the other at 14618.
Okay, I'm calling for a phone booth. Does it, I'd have to call in to see if they're delivering it, right?
Yes, you would.
Do you think they will?
I do think they have delivery service.
But you don't know if they deliver the phone booths.
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is this director assistance?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'd like to get the telephone number of Carmen's Pizza.
In what city?
In what city? I believe Detroit.
All right.
Mainly Detroit.
All right. What street is it on, sir?
That's what I'm trying to find out. See,
I see.
They've got a whole bunch of them, and I wanted to find which one's closest to me.
Well, where are you?
That's a good question. Wait a minute. Let me look outside here and see if I can find any clues. There's this, you're not going to believe this, there's this tire across the street, and it's about 100 feet high. Does that sound familiar?
That Southfield Expressway, or what?
That sounds familiar. Yes, I believe I'm calling from the Southfield Expressway.
You don't have an address there?
Well, no, I'm calling for my car. But I'll stay here until I get here, see? And then I'm going out to the airport. But I wanted to wait here for them. So which one would be closest to me?
Well, I don't know where you are.
Well, I'm...
See, and they'd have to have an address in order to...
You know what I think I'll do? If you can tell me, if you can find one that's close to me, I'll just drive over there as long as I'm in my car.
Are you in the mood for some pizza right now? Think about it for a minute. Groovy pizza is perfect for that extrasensory taste perception trip. Absolutely the greatest pizza in the Western world is at Carmen's. So if in your paralytic state you can't make the trip to Carmen's, they'll make it to you, wherever you are. Carmen's delivers to you from 9 different locations, so the pizza will be steaming hot when it arrives at your door. Pick up the phone right now and call the Carmen's nearest you. And while you're on the phone, ask about the rest of the menu. Family-style fried chicken, buckets of it, ribs, Detroit barbecued ribs. Oh, and hey, if you ask them real nice, maybe they'll bring you some really wild Italian food. Delivery service is available from 4 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, 4 to 2, Friday and Saturday. Carmen's Pizza. On your next trip, take your taste buds along for the ride.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Fine.
Can you give me the number of Carmen's Pizza?
One moment. Well, I have the Carmen Pizzeria on Mac. I have listed on Gratiot. Then listed in Allen Park and Lincoln Park. Joy in Plymouth. Which one?
Sort of hard to make up my mind. Which one is closest to the bridge?
What bridge?
The one over the river here.
The Ambassador Bridge?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, but I would assume the one on probably, Mac or Gratiot, I think. I'm not sure, though.
Could you give me those locations again?
Mac, Gratiot, Allen and Allen Park, Dixon Lincoln Park, Plymouth, Joy.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
By now you are fully aware of the pleasure of merely picking up your phone and having Carmen's deliver, fresh and hot, right to your door, pizza, ribs, chicken, and many other goodies. But there's another side to Carmen's that we haven't really told you about yet. There are 3 Carmen's locations out of the 9 that are far out places to go. So next time you get the urge to go out for something to eat, make it a real adventure. When you get to Carmen's, you'll finally understand exactly why your taste buds flip out whenever that delivery man arrives. Get into Carmen's and dig the menu. Dig the genuine, authentic atmosphere. Dig the other hungry heads who hang out at Carmen's. Visit Carmen's at 14200 Gratiot, 14618 Mac, both on the east side, and 14540 West Warren at Chase, out in Dearborn. Why settle for the greatest carry-out and delivery service in existence? Go and see for yourself what makes Carmen's great.
Plumpet, the all-American boy.
See you later, Jack. I'm going to infiltrate today's campus riot and see what I can score. I mean...
You'll never be able to infiltrate any hip demonstration in those clothes.
You mean students aren't wearing peggers, penny loafers, and V-neck sweaters anymore?
Look, if you really want to disguise yourself properly, get yourself some new clothes right here at the Plumpet Warehouse. Body shirts, bell bottoms, you know, all those wonderful, heartwarming, groovy clothes and accessories they have here.
Golly, Jack, what a great idea. By the way, why don't you get some new clothes, too?
Gee, do you think they'd believe an all-American boy crime fighter in fringed leather?
Today's thrilling episode after this word from the Plum Pit Warehouse, 14 and a half mile and Woodward.
And now the strange ranger rides again.
Well, Gerardo, faithful Indian companion.
Hey, man, how many times I gotta tell you, I ain't no Indian.
Well, you'll just have to do
it. Hey, man, we've been riding for days. When we gonna get to it?
Gerardo, old man, it's been a long trip, but it'll be worth it. Just wait till you see the astounding groovy clothes and stuff at the Plum Pit.
Hold it, Jack. You mean we rode all this way to dig the Plum Pit? You mean we rode all the way over here to 10 Mile and Gratiot when we could have got what we wanted at the Plum Pit Warehouse, only a half mile from the pad?
Plumpet Warehouse.
Right, dummy. The Plumpet Warehouse at 14 and a half mile Woodward. They're loaded with Plumpet-style clothes.
Toronto, I don't know what I'd do without you. We'd better start back. It's going to be a long trip. Too bad we can't take these horses on the expressway.
Say, man, give me another hit off that piece, by pale face.
Giddy up there.
Oh, come on, you horse.
Today's thrilling episode after this word from the Plumpet Warehouse, 14 and a half mile and Woodward.
Listen here, my boy. You've got to talk about these problems.
Well, I started shopping at this new boutique, the Hang-Up.
Yes?
Well, I got me a whole bunch of really neat threads, and I really dig them, but...
But what?
Well, all the other guys say my mom dresses me funny.
Your mom does dress you a little strange.
You better watch what you say about my mom, fella.
Aha! Uh-huh. Your Hang-Up is obviously your mother.
No, man. The Hang-Up is my Hang-Up. The Hang-Up, which is located on Joy Road, four blocks west of Evergreen.
Nonsense. Now tell me, how long have you felt this way about your mother?
I hate my mother!
Now, my boy, let's talk some more about your mother.
Well, we share the same bed.
Lots of kids do that.
She's so warm and nice.
But you're 24 years old.
Look, fella, don't get personal. Anyway, I took Mommy to my favorite boutique, the Hang-Up, and she bought a whole bunch of groovy unisex clothes just like mine.
She's almost as sick as you are.
And now everybody says I dress my mom funny.
Serves her right for screwing up your toilet training.
How can you talk about a thing like that, Doctor? You're sick.
I'm not going to listen to any more of this drivel. I'm going to the Hang-Up on Joy Road, four blocks west of Evergreen, and investigate this for myself.
I hope you get hit by a truck, you weirdo. The aluminum box would like to have your attention.
Remember the name, aluminum box.
Next time you're looking for an aluminum box, remember the name.
Oh, you're putting me on.
The aluminum box for whatever.
Is on Woodward near 9 Mile, just down the street from the Studio North. Now, isn't that quaint? The aluminum box would like to have your attention.
The aluminum box is on Woodward near 9 Mile, just down the street from the Studio North.
Remember the name aluminum box.
A box is a box is a box is a box until you've seen the aluminum box.
Y'all come.
Next time you're looking for an aluminum box, remember the name.
The aluminum box is sexy. Have you ever been close? I mean, really close. Close to someone you love. Well, get close! Get right up there next to the clothes closet in Windsor. The clothes closet is close to your outrageous taste in unisex fashions smuggled in from such exotic fashion centers as Montreal, London, England, and Buffalo. Close the closet door of your mind at the clothes closet in Windsor. From Detroit, take the Windsor Tunnel, turn right, then turn right again. Turn left. Back up. Just park your car anywhere there and go on foot to 496 Goyo in Windsor. The clothes closet should be right there. Next time you're taking a draft dodger over to Canada in the trunk of your car, don't forget to stop off at the clothes closet in Windsor. The clothes closet is a unisex boutique. That means your unpatriotic friends could find some nifty disguises there. Are those selective service people getting a little too close for comfort? Get close to the clothes closet in Windsor. And remember, the clothes closet is open till midnight on Friday, which has nothing to do whatsoever with Canadian customs. From Detroit, take the underground railway known as the Windsor Tunnel, turn right, and then turn right again. Then stop turning right, or else you'll wind up going around in circles. The clothes closet, 496 Goyle in Windsor. And now, the Plumpet proudly presents a special Christmas greeting from Santa Claus.
Crimson, sometimes like fire, and the glorious sunsets and the fig trees in the Alameda Gardens. Yes, yes. And all the
this special Christmas greeting from Santa Claus has been presented proudly by the Plumpet at 10 Mile and Gratiot and the Plumpet Warehouse at 14 and a half Mile and Woodward. And now, the Plumpet proudly presents a special Christmas greeting from Santa Claus.
At times of dexterity like this, my wee native compendium, Mohammed, used to pray to the divinities.
his little brown froggy body aquiver at my loins. Chanting a stream of ancient Egyptian holograms.
What?
Diaphragm.
No.
I used to date
hieroglyphs, that's it. Did you remember?
This special Christmas greeting from Santa Claus has been presented proudly by the Plum Pit at 10 Mile and Gratiot and the Plum Pit Warehouse at 14 and a half mile in Woodward. And now, the Plum Pit proudly presents a special Christmas greeting from Santa Claus.
If you get to it and you cannot do it, there you jolly well are, aren't you?
This special Christmas greeting from Santa Claus has been presented proudly by the Plum Pit at 10 Mile and Gratiot and the Plum Pit Warehouse at 14 and a half mile in Woodward.
And now, the master of the mystique, Dr. Strange Change.
Golly, Dr. Strange Change, what kind of magical spell are you working on today?
No matter what I do, none of my spells seem to work right anymore.
What's wrong?
Ever since I got involved with that Brown Arts Festival, I seem to be losing my mystique.
Gosh, what are you going to do?
Here, take this and go over to the Plum Pit and get as much magical stuff as you can. Incense, candles, and maybe some new bell bottoms.
Brilliant idea, Doc. The Plum Pit is certain to restore your incredible magical powers to you.
Right. And listen, while you're out, would you pick me up a paper? I want to see what my horoscope says for today.
So what's the name of this place?
The Bottom Drawer.
And you say it's on Biddle Avenue in Wyandotte?
Right. 2937 Biddle.
That's just great, except I can't find Wyandotte.
It's there somewhere, I'm certain of it.
This map doesn't show Wyandotte.
Just follow Jefferson until it changes into Biddle. Then you're in Wyandotte.
What's at the bottom drawer, anyway?
Mainly clothes, but also records and accessories and lots of groovy stuff.
Say, I'm hip to Jefferson, but who is President Biddle? Want to ride down to the bottom drawer at 29...
What do you mean, bottom drawer?
You'll love Wyandotte.
Wyandotte?
I'm Biddle in Wyandotte.
I don't know any Wyandotte. What am I doing in your car?
Going to the bottom drawer, that's where.
Look, I don't hardly
know
you. Look,
you're coming to the bottom drawer.
But what if I don't want to go to the bottom drawer?
I'm taking you there, because you'll love it.
But I...
You can get records in that.
No!
And then...
You can't do this to me. Not legally.
You're not getting out of this car until we
get
to the bottom
18.
Drawer.
And why? Guess what we're going tonight? We're going to the bottom drawer.
I got all bad news for you. I'm not going anywhere.
But I really want to go to Wyandotte. You know,
well, go
there. 2937 Biddle Avenue.
There's no way you're going. You're
listen,
paying. You got gas money?
Listen,
no,
here,
you don't have
I've,
any. It's my
listen,
car. I've got
it. Is
the key.
That your car? I load you the
I work night and day for that car. And you're going to go to Wyandotte?
Wrong,
all the way
again.
To Wyandotte?
But
what are you going to get there? What
the
are you going to get there?
The bottom drawer is so cool. It's really got all this groovy stuff. And if you don't listen to me, I'm going to call my mother.
Say, I'll go for a ride.
Where do you want to take me?
Oh, I'll go for a nice long drive, you know.
Where? I mean, I really want to know where I want to go.
How about Wyandotte, just say, for instance.
Wyandotte?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's right out Jefferson. You go south of Jefferson.
What's over there that we can go to?
Just ride around. You know, it's right by the river. Right by
the river.
We stop by the bottom drawer, 2937 Biddle. You know, pick up some records, some clothes.
What kind of place is this?
It's just a boutique. You know, you like it. Then, you know, we can go by the river and watch the submarines race and like that.
Well, I don't think there are any submarines in Detroit.
Oh, listen, I could show you some submarines, baby.
And now the aluminum box proudly presents another ABX editorial.
PB99 is pretty sure, which as far as this observer is concerned, and you may be certain, ladies and gentlemen, that this observer is concerned, vitally concerned. TV99 is, as I said before, and as I shall say again and again, for so long as the mass communications mediums are allowed to, TV99 is pretty sure, which is to say positive, that there is something going on here, but we don't know what it is.
You've just heard Vice President and General Manager Adrian Cassino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box, Woodward near 9 Mile. And now the Aluminum Box proudly presents another ABX editorial.
PB99 feels that we can no longer sit idly by while our community writhes in the agonies of ever-increasing lack of amusement, where before it was possible to manage at least a smile of smug self-satisfaction. This is no laughing matter, you may be sure. And you may be certain, or you may not be, but be that as it may, TV99 knows full well that the time has come for forthright action on this matter before it's too late.
You just heard Vice President and General Manager Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box, delivered near 9 Mile.
Can or might tend to ameliorate or somehow.
And now the Aluminum Box proudly presents another ABX editorial.
TV99 feels that Mayor Gribbs has had more than enough time to straighten out the fiscal mess that so many of us regard to be the very heart of our community. Why then has this been done? A good question that TV99 is sure will require a good or at least a reasonable answer. We can and might address ourselves to this, however, later better than now, and only after a long and, I might add, costly expense. An expense that can...
You just heard Vice President and General Manager Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box, delivered near 9 Mile.
Not that it might matter to so-called politicians.
Hey, close the door, old buddy.
Yes, we're doing a message for the Happy Apple. Yut-ta-ta, write that down. We could use that on a Happy Apple cover, Doc.
Yes.
Yut-ta-ta, Happy Apple. Yut-ta-ta,
Happy Apple.
Yut-ta-ta,
Happy Apple.
I don't like that. Happy Apple.
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 Unhappy Apple.
Happy apple.
They live happily ever apple.
And the happy apples just keep on coming. Big deal.
Who knows what happiness lurks in the minds of apples?
The apple.
Somebody out there knows.
The skin.
Is everybody happy?
No.
Is anybody apple?
Happy apple. You guys gotta learn the lyrics to these songs.
How can you tell when an apple's happy, Dave?
To get to the other side of the road, Dennis.
How can you tell when a happy is apple?
To keep his pants up.
Ask that again, please.
What's black and white and red all over the outside?
I don't know, Vince. What is black and red and white all over the outside?
Probably a happy apple, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Rotten apple.
Happy apples to you until we meet again. Happy apples to you.
And I'm over the pad.
All right, Mark.
How do you get that shine on your apples?
Turtle wax.
Now, on behalf of the Happy Apple, here's Vincent with a few words on turtle wax. Take it, Vince.
Turtle wax.
Did you hear the story about the Happy Apple?
No, tell me the story about the Happy Apple.
I don't know any stories about the Happy Apple. I just know Reader's Digest pays $25 for the stories about the most unforgettable apple I've ever... I don't know.
Send in the top off any late model apple, and we'll send you a happy.
An apple in the bush makes two in the home.
A happy apple gathers no...
pigs.
Truth is apples, not...
happy. Nothing I like better than to see a pig with a happy apple in his mouth, especially around Thanksgiving.
With all the trimmings, baby.
Without apples, where would the world be?
not nearly as happy as we are fortunate to be.
Basically, a happier world. Green and purple.
I hear happy apples are about to be legalized, is that true?
Only in Canada.
A chick in every garage, and a happy in every apple.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner.
Eating his apple pie.
Stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, I'm in the wrong commercial.
Listen, wait a second, everybody. It's time for another Happy Apple commercial. You know what that means.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I refuse.
Yes. Hey, guess what?
What?
Come on.
What is it?
What's there?
What?
It's time to do another Happy Apple commercial.
How do you like it so far?
Without apples.
Well, folks, that's our latest Happy Apple presentation. Stay tuned to this station for another one in 15 minutes.
What?
I just knew you were going to try and get me alone in your apartment.
What would you like? Can I fix you something?
And she later denied the whole thing.
On the international front, reports are coming into the news center indicating that the Mexican border has been closed once again as authorities are investigating the flow of apples from south of your border. The apples, which have been described as, quote, happy, unquote, which has been the subject of a great deal of controversy. The flow of illicit apples has resulted in no arrests. However, this situation is expected to continue. Agents from the Federal Bureau of Apples are keeping the Happy Apple, an alleged store at Woodward near 9 Mile, under continuing and prevailing winds with light showers. Now for a look at the ball scores.
That's Mother's Electric Bordello for the very finest. Now back to the news.
In a midnight raid, federal agents confiscated 400 bushels of apples valued at $7 million. The apples, described as happy, were found buried in a pile of dirty socks in back of a so-called store at Woodward near 9 Mile in the notorious so-called Ferndale District. At the signal, the green light was given and once again traffic began to move. In Washington, the Assistant Undersecretary of the Department of Apples resigned suddenly in a move which will not have any of the anticipated reaction on other fronts. Stay tuned for the next news at 20 and 40 on The Big X.
And here's your Standard Mobile reporter, Marty Fernburn.
Here's the news at 20 and 40. In the world of high finance, the bottom has dropped out of the Apple market in a sudden turn for the worst. Apple fanciers through the greater metropolitan area are in a state of discontinued flux until further notice. Meanwhile, federal and county brain police, in a continuing effort, have made nothing available at this point. We are expecting a release soon, but it is not expected to implicate the aforementioned parties at this time. Other sources indicate the Apple is going fast and apparently to a thinly disguised store on Woodward near 9 Mile. The existence of a so-called Happy Apple has not yet been denied. In Washington, the mystery photos of the president and the two mystery girls have been described as zowie by informed sources. And just before we end another news, we have this final item of possible interest. An apple described by witnesses as happy was last seen at the scene of one of the largest apple sightings thus reported so far. The 800-pound device was not detonated by the usual means because of the reported lack of means of safety. The so-called apple was sighted at Woodward near 9 Mile, situated in a large clump of Ferndale. This was later denied by the usual uninformed sources. The fate of the ill-fated apple is not yet to be determined, but nothing more was said. So we remind all you apple watchers once again to watch it.
And now, another WABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box.
TV99 feels that it's high time someone unmasked these so-called ecologists who, with their scare tactics so reminiscent of the recent Senator McCarthy, are filling many citizens' heads with pictures of lakes filled with crud and Michigan's herds of game deer extinct and unhuntable. Nothing could be further from the minds of TV99 than that. Hundreds of sportsmen may rest assured that this will be a gradual process only, and bear in mind it started many years ago and not in Michigan. The new House bill toward interconnected bicycle paths from Detroit to Flint constitute a major step to wise land utilization.
Vice Manager and General President Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box. Woodward near 9 Mile, open 1 to 5 Sundays. And now, another WABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box.
TV99 hesitates to be the bearer of bad news, especially in times such as this. But the recent cancellation by the network of the afternoon program Eternity's Sister has caused a flood of mail here at TV99 like no other event in the station's history. This warm-hearted outpouring has touched us deeply. TV99 feels that an issue like this might just crystallize the air of public discontent that has been felt recently, and managed to somehow turn this into a rallying cry that might at last be heard in the nation's capital, who has for far too long turned a deaf ear to the people who matter most, the ill, the elderly, the puzzled.
Vice Manager and General President Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box. Woodward near 9 Mile, open 1 to 5 Sundays. And now, another WABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box.
Recent student activities on college campuses, not just in Michigan, but it would seem all over the place, point out the need for better and bigger gymnasium facilities. This need was pointed out several months ago by TV99, but no action was taken by the so-called Lansing officials. They use the parking lot problem, pressing as it is, as a smokescreen to cloud the issue, as it were, that usage of flying rings and vaulting horses is down in exact proportion to student unrest. This seems conclusive evidence?
Vice Manager and General President Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box. Woodford near 9 Mile, open 1 to 5 Sundays. And now, another WABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box.
TV99 recognizes the difference between progress for progress' sake and progressiveness and progression. These differences were never more apparent than now, and with that in mind, we point with pride to previous progress. Progress that was made in the face of procrastination from the so-called politicians and their preference for passive premeditation rather than positive planning in these puzzling and, dare I say, perplexing times. A plausible and, I feel, preferable position might be the one described on page 55.
Vice Manager and General President Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box. Woodward near 9 Mile, open 1 to 5 Sundays. And now, another WABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box.
TV 99 views with open-mouthed astonishment the recent uncalled-for remarks by a high-placed person in government in this state who shall go nameless, but I'm certain you know who and what I'm speaking of. For if you do not, then the question might be asked who indeed does. And this deserves your attention. Attention that TV 99 feels might be more profitably spent with us viewing our charming new family series, Slippery, the story of a harmless garter snake and the childless Midwestern couple that adopt him.
Vice Manager and General President Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box. Woodward near 9 Mile, open 1 to 5 Sundays. And now, another WABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box.
TV 99 has stressed in weeks past the importance of earnestly sitting down at the bargaining table and at least giving these people the appearance of open-mindedness, where before there was time to seek out new angles. Now that time is clearly past. A new and, if feasible, forward-looking gimmick might just be pulled out of the hat, if this observer is not badly mistaken. But the give and take of life in a major city can only in a minor way reinstitute the beautiful downtown Detroit area, which has needed for years the type of comprehensive trash basket distribution plan that has now gone into effect.
Vice Manager and General President Adrian Casino with another ABX editorial presented by the Aluminum Box. Woodford near 9 Mile, open 1 to 5 Sundays. And now, WABX presents, in stereo, music for the dinner hour. Yes, especially for this time of day, music for relaxation. Join us now as WABX presents, in stereo, Candlelight and Dope.
Give me an F!
Yeah!
Give me an H!
Yeah!
Give me a K!
Yeah!
Give me an I!
I!
Give me a U!
Yeah!
Give me an S!
Yeah!
Give me a C!
Yeah!
What's that spell?
And now, Carmen's exciting, wonderful pizza presents Dr. Zodiac.
Born under a bad sign.
Are you a Cancer? Boy, are you weird. You're a child of the moon. A real lunatic, get it? Lunatic? Actually, very little is known about you Cancers because you're so hard to communicate with. I've tried and tried, but can't make head or tail out of you. You won't come out during the daylight, you howl at the moon. Last time I took a Cancer chick out, we wound up on Belle Isle in the moonlight watching the fish. That's the last time I'm ever going to do that again. Wow, you people are weird. So Cancer, I just don't know what to say.
Listen again next time when once again Dr. Zodiac checks out your stars and makes another wild guess at where you're at. And remember, whatever your sign is, you'll probably like Carmen's Pizza, 7 Mile and Gratiot on the east side of Detroit. Carmen's excellent pizza joint presents Dr. Zodiac with a look at your stars.
Born under a bad sign.
If you're born in the sign of Taurus, about the only thing you've got to look forward to is maybe your next life cycle. Maybe in your next reincarnation you'll get born as something a little better. You Taurians are just what the name implies. Bullheaded, stubborn, slow, plodding clods. Your underdeveloped intellects are sometimes compensated for by your tenacity, but even that doesn't help much. There's little chance of ever catching up with what's going on around you, so hang in there, Taurus, and try not to get in the way.
Dr. Zodiac looks up your stars, presented by the makers of famous Carmen's Pizza. You can call Carmen's for fast delivery at 527-6435. And if you people really believe in this astrology junk, listen again next time for Dr. Zodiac. Carmen's Pizza presents Dr. Zodiac with a look at your stars.
Born under a bad sign.
Born under the sign of Aries? Got a little bad news for you. You're an aggressive, pushy oaf with the delusion that you're a natural leader. The most outstanding facet of your personality is that you're generally obnoxious. Since Mars is your ruling planet, we'd probably be a lot better off if you'd been born there, on Mars. Well, on one hand, you're not very articulate. On the other hand, you're not very artistic or creative either. So, Aries, cool yourself.
This has been Dr. Zodiac, presented by Carmen's Pizza Joint at 7 Mile and Gratiot on the east side of Detroit. If you'd like a complete chart done by Dr. Zodiac, forget it. He doesn't know how to do a complete chart. Well, here she is again, that wonderful lady from the Plumpet with all the answers, dear Krabby.
Here's a question that really touched my heart.
I called you up with a real serious problem, and all you did was just be real mean and nasty. What's your problem, Miss Krabby?
See what I mean? This question really touched my heart. Somebody should have told you that free advice is always lousy advice. What did you expect, psychoanalysis?
That's warm-hearted Krabby for you with another answer to your questions, brought to you by the Plum Pit, 10 Mile and Gratiot and the Plum Pit Warehouse, 14 and a half mile in Woodward.
Well, here I am, out with you again.
Yeah, isn't this fun?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
I knew you'd like it.
I've been hearing so much about this rock group, the Bottom Drawer.
Rock group?
Yeah. How soon do they start playing?
I'm sorry. I thought you knew that Bottom Drawer is a unisex boutique.
I have all the records.
No, the Bottom Drawer, 3130 Biddle in Wyandotte. It's a clothing store.
Do you think they'll do their hit single? I really dig the fact that you always think of such unusual places to take me for dinner.
Dinner?
Well, we've been sitting here for 27 minutes. The waiter hasn't even brought us a menu.
I didn't bring you here for dinner.
But I'm hungry.
Wait a minute. This is a clothing store. This is the Bottom Drawer, 3130 Biddle in Wyandotte.
Right. A Chinese restaurant, he says.
You
right.
I got a headache.
The Bottom Drawer. You mean I can't even order an egg roll? Really is a nice place to have here.
I like it. The painters have it upside down.
I've never seen an apartment decorated like this.
This isn't really my apartment.
Instead of the usual junk, you've got beautiful unisex clothes all over the place.
This, I have to confess, isn't really my apartment. It's the Bottom Drawer, 3130 Biddle in Wyandotte.
What do you mean this isn't your apartment?
I mean it's a clothing store.
But I thought you were bringing me to your apartment.
Why would I want to do a thing like that?
Gee, I really like going out with you.
Oh, thanks. Right on. I like talking to you.
You really think of the greatest places to take me.
Mm-hmm, yes. Far out. I was hoping you'd notice.
We've been sitting here in this place for almost an hour, and I really haven't seen
Isn't it? Don't you just love it so far?
Well, when does the show start, you know?
Show? What show? It's a clothing store.
Why? I thought we were going to see a movie.
Mm-mm. This is the Bottom Drawer, 3130 Biddle. In Wyandotte, that's where we're at. It's a unisex boutique.
Well, I thought the Bottom Drawer was an old Bergman movie.
You would.
And now, bad guy lovers, the black sheep rides again.
I'm a black sheep, see? I steal from the rich and I keep it, see? I'm bad. I'm so bad I scare myself. I wasn't always like this, see? But I am now, see? I ride a big bad bike, too, see? It's a dual-carb Magnum Schwinn. Don't laugh, punk. My clothes gotta be special, too, because I'm special, see? I buy everything at the Black Sheep in Dearborn, see? If you're the Black Sheep type, my friend like me, you'll dig the Black Sheep at 13724 Michigan Avenue, see? And next time you see a Black Sheep flying past your window in the middle of the night, wave, because it might be me.
Remember to ask for it by name. Gyno Kill for sound family planning. Now back to the news.
In Washington, scientists have reported a large object traveling through space in the direction of this very planet, which may well spell doom for the Earth. Informed sources at the Happy Observatory on Woodward, north of 9 Mile in Ferndale, have denied this, however, stating that the object has been identified as the largest apple in the universe, or at least for the time being. A possible collision with the Earth, according to these later sources, indicates nothing more than a lot of happiness. In a moment, a look at today's rotten weather. We were able to contact the Minister of Happiness by phone. He had this statement to make on the legalization of apples.
I have this statement to make on the legalization of apples.
He went on to say that it looked impossible.
I am going on to say that it looks impossible.
Meanwhile, in Ferndale, at the Legalize Apples for Peace headquarters and Woodward north of Nine Mile, all the apple knockers there appear to be once again happy. The connection, as it is called, between apples and happiness is not known at that time. But the vice president once again had to rephrase the question. In local news, the Boycott California apple demonstrations continued throughout the night as cries of happy, happy, and so forth filled the air once again. The situation is expected to grow even worse as, once again, pickets charged police lines armed with nightsticks and tear gas. Demonstrators arrested an estimated 17 police officers, with more to follow. The leaders of the Happy Apple Movement, the HAM, announced from their Ferndale headquarters and Woodward north of Nine Mile that an announcement would be forthcoming. Looking at other local news, we find there is none. Turning to other sports news, Roscoe Happy Apple, controversial sports figure, has once again made no comment on charges that he has been involved with big-time gamblers. He said in his latest press conference this morning in Puerto Rico, and we quote, "I have no comment on charges that I have been involved with big-time gamblers," end of quote. Meanwhile, the general manager of the Ferndale Apples, the big league team that bears his name, will commence spring training at Woodward north of Nine Mile without the happy face of Happy among the happy and sometimes not so happy apples.
Out of the desolate reaches of the frozen north comes
Husky Bay Trapping Company!
Dedicated leather craftsmen turn out real quality leathers and furs. A roaring fireplace, flickering candles, illuminating a collection of leather goods unmatched anywhere. Musky Bay Trapping Company. Driven by fierce Arctic winds, they've come south to the gentler climate of Detroit. Musky Bay Trapping Company, 23,320 Woodward, 6 blocks north of 9 Mile, open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Musky Bay Trapping Company!
Once upon a time, there was this handsome prince. And he was sitting in the middle of a pond one day, and along came a princess, who wasn't bad either. She said, "I had this really good ball, but I lost it." "Big deal," said the prince. "But it was the last good ball I ever had," said the princess. The prince then said, "Lay a lip lock on me, and I'll fix you up with a super ball." The princess, who has a sense of humor, kissed the prince, whereupon he turned into a frog. The moral, shop for your spring wardrobe at the Hang Up on Joy Road, 4 blocks west of Evergreen. And never trade a good ball for a frog.